the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he is from Santa Monica and West LA in California. He is a certified health coach, personal trainer, massage therapist. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Larry Panicali to the program. Larry, welcome. How are you today?
Thank you, Chris. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing as well as you are. Thanks for asking. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So,
happy to be here.
All righty. So why don't you start us off then? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
I live here in beautiful Southern California, city of Santa Monica. I am a certified health coach, personal trainer, massage therapist, and actually a corporate wellness coach as well. I moved to California from New York City back in 2002. For a couple of different reasons. One was for business, and the other was just for the lifestyle. I really liked being out here and being able to do things outdoors most of the year, having some open spaces as well. I'm originally from New York City. I still love New York. My family's still there, and I get to travel back there at least a couple of times a year. But I've dedicated my life to really helping people change their lives for the better in the pursuit of better health. So that's what I've been doing the last, really just since the time I've been here. And my business evolved from being a massage therapist / personal trainer to then becoming a corporate wellness coach, where you work with companies to set up wellness programs, identify their needs, and help them develop programs on the job where the employees can become healthier, happier, and ultimately most productive. And then from there, my mind started going towards really helping people at the general level, and that's where I really started thinking about health coaching. Which is a type of field where you work with people to help them make lifestyle change. It's really reaching out to those kind of people that have specific challenges with pursuing either eating well, exercising regularly, dealing with stress. So it helps those people really kind of face what's going on with them on the background in their own minds, and really helps them dedicate their lives to pursuing better health. And I think it's something that's really needed in society, so that's why I feel like my life and my business has gone towards.
All righty. Now, what kind of background does somebody need to be able to really do what you do?
Well, there's a number of different ways you can get into the field that I'm in. I think in a general sense, you have to know a lot about health. In order to sit to take like a health coaching exam or be certified as a health coach, you'd have to be in the medical field or someone in fitness, like in personal training or nutrition, something in that regard. For me, it was the specifics of knowing the body really well, first being exposed to the anatomy and physiology of the body and how things work in massage school, and becoming a licensed massage therapist, and really being able to work with people and kind of deal with the way the musculature works around the body. The tendons, the ligaments, knowing how things work mechanically. And then when I became a personal trainer, I really started to study more of the exercise physiology and the kinesiology of the body, and that gave me a greater knowledge. And when you're doing that, you're working one-on-one in a very personal way with people as a personal trainer. You learn really how the body works on an individual basis, what people's tendencies are, what their strengths are, what their imbalances are. It really teaches you a lot of what makes people tick and what you can do to help them get to better health or help them achieve those goals and objectives. Once you're in that position, you can look for further things. As a personal trainer, you're often encouraged by your certification to get continuing education credits, which help you to learn more things about the field or about the wellness industry, the fitness industry, health industry in general. And that's when I started thinking about what could I add to this, or how can I grow in this field to be able to offer more services and to learn more about how I can help people. And that's when I first got exposed to corporate wellness, which I mentioned a little earlier in our conversation, and then ultimately to health coaching, which is really about having a good grounding in understanding how the body works, how you could help motivate people, how you can help people not only achieve better fitness, but also better health in general. And then it also works in how you deal with people on a very personal level and try to really help them find out what are their challenges. So it's kind of combines a lot of different things, and which is different than, you know, the coaching has become a very, very topical thing these days. It's become very prevalent in society. But I think the most effective ones are the ones who have the background in the fields that they go into. So for me, having a really strong background in health, fitness, and wellness is what brought me into line of health coaching, because I felt like I could utilize those skills, my knowledge, and really my ability to help motivate people, but also my personal care for people. I really want to see people succeed. I want to see people live up to the best of their abilities and live their best lives.
All righty. Now, where do you think you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
Well, as I continue in the health coaching field, I've identified a specific need in society with diabetics. The diabetes is an epidemic. It's really reached not only national epidemic proportions as well, but also worldwide proportions. And there's so many ways that we could address it in terms of helping people change their lifestyles. So type 2 diabetes, as opposed to type 1, is essentially connected to people's lifestyles, either being overweight or obese, not exercising, being exposed to excessive amounts of stress, whereby type 1 is where people are, it's an autoimmune deficiency where people can't produce insulin. So we know that there's people that are developing this condition when, quite frankly, they don't need to. So once people do have it, there are ways to manage the condition better, and in many cases, reverse it. I've been working on a project along with two colleagues. One is an endocrinologist, one is a physical therapist, and we have a specific exercise intervention program to help type 2 diabetics lower their blood sugar, help decrease their cholesterol levels, improve their cardiovascular health, really help them manage their condition in a way that they can see really, really great results as they go forward in their lives. So I'm working on this project now to sort of come up with we have a very specific program where we're going to be working with groups of diabetics and showing them how those results can really work for them. And this is aside from the dietary changes that they'll be making, because the diet is obviously extremely important to a diabetic, but also the way that they live their lives. And if they are taking medication, this would be something that would be in addition to the meds that they're on, with the hope that possibly they can go away from having to be totally dependent on those medications. So it's a program that I have a lot of passion towards, and I'm working quite a bit on. We've been going into certain specific areas here and making presentations, and we're developing more of a study as we go forward. So as that starts to develop, I will continue working with people in that population group, as well as anybody else who needs to look at changing their lifestyles to try to better themselves and go towards better health. So I think for me, it's just going to be a gradual process as I continue in the health coaching industry to develop a bigger and bigger practice in that regard, focusing very specifics on what we can do in the diabetic populations. And hopefully we're going to have some really, really great results. I'm very, very encouraged by it, and I think there's some real positivity to come out of it.
All righty, and how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
You can visit me on my website at www.califewellness.com. So the name of the company is called California Life Wellness, which is abbreviated califewellness.com. Or you can email me at larrypanicalli@gmail.com. That's LarryPanicalli@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to me by phone at 310-421-8613. That's 310-421-8613.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Chris. Have a good day.
You're so welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Okay. It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-9-10-4.
Order report.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.